Góðan daginn. You're listening to the Reykjavík Grapevine.
Iceland's foremost English publication on Icelandic news, culture, travel and more.
Welcome to Góðvíkast. My name is Valur Grettisson. I'm an editor-in-chief at Reykjavík Grapevine. And this is episode number, 5465 for, what do you say, Poppy?
Something like that. Yeah, maybe 66.
And with me, of course, is Poppy Askham, live from the UK, from the town Bath.
Yep.
last time we sent Hannah Jane to the countryside to see, checked out like how empty the tourist places are, and it's beautiful, but it's lonely, I guess. But a lot of things have changed now in just a few days. We have gotten our numbers drastically down. And they think that they have this under control. And the Prime Minister had a press meeting at noon today, like 1 hour ago, where she was confirming that we are going into like, what should we say? Like next phase of this whole thing, Poppy.
Yeah, so they're announcing sort of from May 4th, they're going to be restricting all the measures that have been put into place in response to COVID-19. So it's, yeah, things are going to get a bit easier as the numbers fall. You can start sort of rolling back measures.
So if you just go into the numbers right now, we have 9 confirmed cases of COVID-19 today, which is the highest number that we had since the 28th of February when we had our first COVID-19 incident. Then we had like 104 people in the end of March, or beginning of April, I'm not quite sure, but that was the highest number. So we've gone from 104 down to 9 in 1.5 months, which is pretty good. Right now we have 1,711 people confirmed with COVID-19. 770 are isolated and 40 are still in hospital. And this is actually interesting because they think that there are still 2 weeks until the hospital will get like into a very drastic situation. It's always, keep in mind, it's always 2 weeks later. That's like the math of it. So it means that we could be seeing more people dying. Only 8 people have died in Iceland. But there are 9 people, individuals, in intensive care right now. In total, 933 have gotten better, which is good. There are more than are getting sick. 2,711 are in quarantine. And 15,900, almost 16,000 people have finished quarantine. This is something. And 10% of the nation have been tested, which is like quite a staggering number, actually. It would be like in the UK, what is it, like 6.6 million being tested or something.
Yeah,
so,
no, a lot.
And Decode Genetics, our cover story, Kári Stefánsson, was like the key figure in like how many were tested. So Decode tested like thousands of people as well as the health government. So this is like, we're on the right track, I guess.
What yeah, no, definitely. I would say definitely on the right track. We've had 7 days of really low cases. So
yeah,
it's got sort of between 30 and 9 today.
Yeah, exactly.
So low.
They're going down every day. And they think that in the end of this month, I mean, they can't promise anything. And they're not sure, of course, because also keep in mind, we are now in the Eastern. A lot of people went to their summer houses and stuff like this. And it's not... You can't really say that it won't come back like a spike in the numbers, but they're hoping that the people, like, although they were traveling, that they were traveling with people that they were always with, and like their families and stuff like this. So it could change. But what's most dramatic news of them all right now is that we have gone from like the gathering ban was 20 person, but it's now in the 4th of May, there will be 50. This will mean also that schools will open again. There will be like, what do you call it? Like basically like schools for always, like they will go on like in the natural course.
Yeah. For like elementary, but like secondary school will still have restricted class sizes. I think
yeah, it's like in college, what do you call it in England?
Yeah. Like college and university and secondary.
Yeah, exactly. They will be like, well, closed. They will not be like like the elementary schools, which will basically just be like always. So that's that means a lot for me, at least, and a lot of parents in this society, and therefore a lot of companies. But the restrictions are like they're doing this very slowly. They're lifting the restriction. They said like in a reverse order, which is interesting. So it means that the last ban that they had, it will be lifted first, and then like the first ban, which I don't know how they think about it. I'm not sure how to put it in English, but but it's like, yeah, they're lifting the bans that we have in a reversed order. But airports will still be like, it's open. It flies to three places. It's Stockholm, it's Sweden, US, and what was it, UK?
Boston and London, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, but we are still like, because the Schengen area, for those that are outside of Schengen, it means that Europe is a part of Schengen, and it's like a one system, and that is closed. And they have proposed that it will be closed until the 15th of May. This is like an EU thing. It means that our Minister of Justice, which controlled this, she said at noon that they would probably go with the ban. So the airports will more or less be closed until the 15th of May. So if you had a ticket to Iceland in like the 5th of May, you're not in luck, basically. That is if you're outside of Schengen. But I guess it's different if you're in the UK.
Yeah, I think you just have to keep on looking at the websites for everything and be prepared for disappointment.
Yeah, exactly. Swimming pools and gyms will still be closed. Also, like bars and clubs. It's like, so this is like the most dramatic changes. Basically, the schools and the gathering ban will be go from 20 up to 50. Not much else is changing, actually.
They're saying that hairdressers might reopen and sort of, the things that sort of close latest, and sports we can do again, provided there's only four people and you keep 2 meters away from each other and don't touch the same things. I'm not sure what sports you can still do, but it's pretty strict.
It's like with the youngest ones, they can start to rehearsing again, but the older one, I think it's a little bit stricter when it comes to them. Also like some of like in the healthcare system, some like surgeries and stuff like this, dentists also, those will be available again. So it's like, so if you need to go to the dentist or get a haircut, I guess this is the time. I really need it, but I'm liking my hair now though.
Nah.
just for fun. Well, it's a grim fun though. It's like, I did the math about the death rate like in some countries in the world, the death rate when it comes to the COVID-19. Of course, people were like, scientists said it was like 3.4% death rate from the virus. We know this from the Wuhan, like in January, February, and the discussion then. But it varies, of course. And also, this, keep in mind, this math is like, sometimes it means if the number is high, that the community is spreading, like the countries do not have haven't tested enough people, so the numbers are probably lower. But this is like the best numbers that we have right now. So the death rate in Iceland, when we have 8 people that have died and around 1,700 with the virus, is around 0.4%, which is quite low. I haven't found anything which is lower in Europe. And also, if you look at Denmark, which is the country that is closest to Iceland, then we have 4.3% death rate, which is a little bit high. The death rate in Finland is lower. It's 1.8%. They have been doing a fantastic job also. They are also like getting ahead of the virus, but when you go to the US, you have 4% death rate. It means that of the 600,000 people, around 23,000 have died, and it's 4%, which you can see, like, these are the numbers you should be checking on, like, for the next elections, I guess. It's like how high these numbers went and how it often, like, I guess it goes with like how the government was responding to the crisis. When you go to the UK though, it's like, it's incredibly high. The death rate there is 12%, like 12.7, it's almost 13%. So it's like, it's quite shocking to see how high the death rate is. But like I said before, you can probably explain it, like, there are more people with the virus in the society than have been tested. So
yeah, they're saying our numbers are probably higher than that. So we reached 10,000 deaths over the weekend, but they're only registering hospital deaths. They're not recording deaths at home or deaths in care homes. So it's probably even worse, which, I mean, I don't quite understand why it's that bad here, but it's really, really serious. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not sure why these numbers are so high in the UK. I mean, but they are doing a lot of things that are correct, of course, but perhaps it was also because, like the US, they were slow in the start. So
yeah, definitely.
Perhaps that is like what makes the most of the difference here, because in Iceland and a lot of, and Finland actually also, these countries were like, we were in talking about it in mid-February, then they were starting to like go ahead with they were giving press meetings then. So it's like, yeah, it's shocking, and you can see these numbers are, they will change of course also, but we are at least now very happy that the numbers are so low in Iceland. But keep in mind that this could change drastically in like in 2 or 3 weeks. It could mean that like people that are now, like we have like 9 people in intensive care and 40 still in hospital, we could go up like it could change very dramatically. So anything to add to it, Poppy? What more is happening?
I'm just having a little look. So yeah, we had 2 deaths over the Easter weekend, I guess we could. So 2 elderly people died, yeah. Very sadly. Yeah. 1 a grandmother, 1 not many details have been released. So it's more of the same tragedies we're seeing everywhere, but it's very upsetting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the government released a couple more details about their marketing campaign for Iceland after the pandemic. So
exactly.
How are we going to get people to come back? So they're going to spend 1,500 million krona on marketing Iceland, which, I mean, that would buy a lot of billboards.
we've done this before. Our most famous one is, of course, just the eruption of Eyjafjallajökull, but the second one is the Inspired by Iceland, which was very popular marketing jingle, a song with Emiliana Torini. But yeah, let's see how that goes. I think that, I mean, it's obvious, like, when it comes to, they actually mentioned this in the press meeting at noon, companies are still in dire like situation, and they are in the end of this week gonna announce some new packages, I guess, to help these companies. And I think that we are obviously going to a very odd recession, not only like of course in the whole world, but it's like when it comes to like tourism, and tourism was becoming such a big part of the economy in Iceland, so this is like hitting us quite badly. So I'm hoping that they will recover quickly, but they say that the summer is ruined. It doesn't really matter how well we are doing it. If you look at like the UK and the US, I mean, it's pretty obvious that those people are not gonna, like the people in the US are not gonna flock to other countries vacationing right now.
So, I hope not.
No, exactly. And of course, like then we have to see how the EU will handle the things, and they have been with the flight ban in Schengen and stuff like this. And of course, the US, I think there's still regulation about the flight there. So it's not, I'm not even sure if you can go into US if I wanted to. So it's like, yeah, it's hard, and it will be interesting to see what the government proposed. But the problem right now is obviously the housing for the companies, which are like, there's nothing happening, but they still have to pay rent, you know.
Yeah, I mean, economics is just gonna carry on getting worse, even as the outbreak.
Yeah,
better, I guess.
And there
we have longer term.
Yeah, exactly. And there we have probably more like, because like the situation right now is more in the hands of experts, like the healthcare workers and the doctors and stuff like this. But then when we go into the economy, then we have to see, like, then the politicians obviously have to take the right steps. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And also talking about politicians, Boris is out.
Yeah, he survived. Yeah, no, he's been for a walk and everything.
Yeah.
So everyone's a little bit relieved, quite a lot relieved.
Yeah.
And hopefully now he will be a bit kinder to our health service now he's been saved by it.
Yeah.
Because the way they were talking about it, now that it's all passed, you realize just how serious it was. It was like almost a 50-50 whether he survived, they're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And so came very, very close, which was pretty...
But also, his speech that he that recorded and I saw on Twitter, it was actually retweeted by the past president of Iceland, Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson. He retweeted it. He said that this was the best political speech that Boris ever had.
Yeah, it felt very genuine and very human for once.
Yeah, once. But yeah, it was interesting, and it was like also very personal. And it was pretty obvious that if he didn't understand the weight of the problem, then he does now, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not? And it was quite interesting that he mentioned that his two nurses, I think one was Portuguese, and they were both immigrant workers.
Yes. Which one was from Porto and the other from New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully, not only will he change his position on healthcare, also immigration.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Definitely.
Yeah.
But how do you like UK's chances right now? Are they like, is it getting better?
There isn't any positive news at the minute at all. Like, it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
We're going to be shut in our houses for at least another month, probably two.
Okay.
But yeah, no one's really issuing any positive news, which is great. So I just, you know, live vicariously through Iceland, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone I know is very sick of me saying, oh, Iceland's great.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it actually feels also like in the UK that people are quite calm about it. It's like there's not much panic or angry or like,
yeah,
people are just...
I mean, there's been quite a lot of, there's a lot of community spirit. I mean, there is everywhere, but sort of we've got a clap for the NHS every Thursday. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes out and the whole street would be filled with people clapping.
Yeah.
And there's quite a lot of sort of, you know, keep calm and carry on and like lots of volunteering. So I think people are calm in that way.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there is still panic buying, you know, you can't find a roll of toilet paper to save your life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, still. Okay. So this is...
I think it depends, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Wow. Okay, yeah, I think that also, there was like, I never thought about it, like panic buying, like how destructive it actually can be. And of course, like, I mean, it's like they went head on with it in Iceland very soon. They said like if you just chill, if you just do not go panic buying, there is enough for everybody for months. So just chill.
Yeah, we can't find any flour at the minute. That's the latest thing.
Flour.
Like, everyone started baking, and so flour anywhere.
This also happened in Iceland. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, there were news about it. Like we are the only thing we're doing we're just baking. So the same thing, the same trend is happening in the UK right now.
It's crazy. It's sort of weird psychological things that we
Okay.
comfort baking.
Makes sense though. I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah, just like back to the basics.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're baking bread or something. They're not just baking cookies.
Yes, but you can still buy loaves of bread, just not flour. It's very strange. There's no logic.
Perhaps not. But okay, we will be here again at noon tomorrow. Then, you know, the highlights from the from today was basically that the gathering plan went from 20 to 50. We are still closed when it comes to the borders, more or less, although you can go to like 3 countries. And schools are getting back to business, normal business. So like not the, of course, the college and university, but all of the schools. And so the wheels will start turning a little bit faster than before, I guess, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody knows. Okay. Thanks for that, Poppy. We're out then, and just good luck and wash your hands.